Field, Alta, more than 50 emergency personnel responded to a head-on crash near Field that left one person dead on Wednesday, June 15. Just before 8 a.m., Golden Field RCMP and BC Highway Patrol attended a collision involving a logging truck and a sport utility vehicle on the Trans-Canada Highway near Emerald Lake Road in Field in Yoho National Park. Police say the driver of the SUV did not survive and the driver of the logging truck was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. RCMP say initial evidence gathered at the scene as part of their investigation indicated that the eastbound SUV crossed the center line and crashed head-on with a logging truck coming from the opposite direction. Investigators have determined that there was no criminality involved, says Corporal Alex Berube, spokesperson for the BCRCMP in a news release. The investigation remains with the Golden RCMP and the BC Coroner's Service. Following the impact, the tractor-trailer rolled down a steep embankment by the fast-flowing Kicking Horse River and caught on fire. The front part of the cab of the logging truck landed in the river, but the driver was able to get out. The driver of the logging truck did crawl his way out of the vehicle, said RCMP Sergeant Chris Manso, a media relations spokesperson for BCRCMP. Firefighters helped extract the deceased driver of the SUV from the vehicle. Deb Tetley, a spokesperson for STARS, said the STAR 1 crew rendezvoused with EMS from Banff and BC in Yoho National Park to pick up a 35-year-old man who sustained injuries in the two-vehicle collision. The patient was cared for in the helicopter en route to Foothills Medical Center where he arrived in stable condition, she said in an email. Crews from the Banff Fire Department, Lake Louise Fire Department, Golden Fire Rescue, Banff EMS, BC EMS, Alpine Helicopters, STARS Air Ambulance and Parks Canada all attended the scene. The Trans-Canada Highway was temporarily closed. In a Facebook post, Lake Louise Fire Department said the scene was another example of all mutual aid partners coming together from across the region. With more than 50 first responders attending a serious incident today, all agencies worked together for the best possible outcomes, according to the department's Facebook post. The RCMP will not release any more information at this time, pending notification of next of kin of the deceased driver.